Upon a time in the strange land of Id, there lived a strange creature known as a ring-tailed Daffy Dingling. He was bad, very bad. He liked to eat baby bears, horrors. It's too bad we have to even mention him. But in this story of little baby bear, where he is searching for Santa Claus, the ring-tailed Daffy Dingling is searching for baby bear. Our story opens on a cold and blustery day. It was snowing, very heavy snow. It was a week before Christmas, and Little Bear was real worried. Oh, the snow was getting deeper and deeper, and the mailman had failed to come by and pick up Little Bear's letter to Santa Claus. Little Bear had written a real good letter asking for a special present from Santa Claus. Well, it wasn't for himself, but for his mommy. He couldn't tell anybody what the special present was except Santa Claus, because it was a secret. So Little Bear decided he would put on his warm clothes and go to find Santa Claus so that Santa Claus would get his letter and be able to give a special present to his mommy. Off Little Bear went through the forest.
"I'll go and find Mr. Owl first. He's smart and will know where I can find Santa Claus."
He walked and walked and walked. Finally, he came to Mr. Owl's home.
Mr. Owl, can you tell me where to find Santa Claus?"
"Who is that hollering for me?" "Why, it's just Little Bear. Why are you out in this deep snow on this cold day?"
"I want to find Santa Claus. Can you help me?"
"Find Santa Claus? You're not big enough to find Santa Claus. You'll get lost. You better go back home."
"I can't. Not until I find Santa Claus."
"Well, maybe Mr. Elephant can help you. He's got a good memory and might know where Santa Claus would be."
"Oh, thank you, Mr. Owl."
Little Bear pulls his coat tight around himself and goes back out into the storm.
"It's snowing so hard I can't see anything. Oh, woe is me. How can I find Mr. Elephant?" "Oh, I think I see someone up ahead. Yes, it is somebody. Maybe it's Mr. Elephant. I've never seen an elephant before, so I don't know if that's him or not. Yoo-hoo! Are you Mr. Elephant?"
"An elephant? You think I'm an elephant? Why, of course I'm an elephant. And I bet you're a baby bear. Yum, yum.
Am I glad to find you. Can you take me or tell me where I can find Santa Claus, Mr. Elephant?"
"Find Santa Claus? Why, I can do better than that. I can take you to him."
"Oh, goody, would you?"
"Just follow me, Little Bear. Santa Claus is not very far from here. In fact, he's up ahead in a cave. I have a big pot of on the fire, and maybe you can stay for supper. My supper.
So Little Bear and the ring-tailed Daffy Dingling, who Little Bear thinks is Mr. Elephant, go off deeper into the dark forest. Finally, they arrive at a cave.
Oh, it's so dark in there. I'm scared, Mr. Elephant.
Oh, don't be scared. Mr. Santa Claus is in there right this minute, just waiting to see you, Little Bear. Come on in. It sure is dark in here. I don't see Santa Claus.
The green-tailed Daffy Dingling slowly closes the door behind Little Bear and locks it.
Now I've got me a fat little baby bear.
Meanwhile, back at Mr. Owl's house, we find Mr. Owl talking to a friend, Mr. Elephant.
Mr. Elephant, did you see Little Bear come by your place this morning looking and searching for Santa Claus?
Little Bear? I haven't seen a little bear, I don't think. I've seen a little squirrel, and I've seen a little rabbit, but I don't remember if I've seen a little bear or not.
Mr. Elephant, you're supposed to be such a smart person and one that has a good memory.
What's a memory? I don't remember having one of those.
Oh, never mind, Mr. Elephant. I'm worried about Little Bear. There's a ring-tailed Daffy-Dingling loose in this forest. That's what I've been told. And he likes nothing better than little baby bears. I think we should look for him.
Good! Hide-and-go-seek!
You mean look for the Daffy-Dingling? You dumb-dumb. I mean, look for Little Bear.
That would be such fun. I'll run right out and see if I can find him.
Ouch! That's my foot you stepped on, you big galoot.
I'm sorry, Mr. Owl.
Never mind. You go get Mr. Crocodile. He's big and strong, and not one bit afraid of ring-a-tailed Daffy Dinglings.
I'll fly over the forest and see if I can find the little bear.
I wish I could fly. I asked Santa Claus if he'd bring me a pair of wings. I sure hope he don't forget. I could fly over the forest just like you.
You should have asked Santa Claus for a memory.
That would be nice. Does it come with batteries?
Oh, never mind. Go get Mr. Crocodile.
Now I'll fly over the forest. The snow has stopped falling, and I can see real good. Say, there's an old cave down there. I wonder, could that be where the ring-tailed Daffy Dingling is hiding? Why, yes, I think it is. I can see his tracks. And those little tracks. Why, I'll bet those are little bear, baby bear's tracks. Say, and there's Mr. Crocodile following the tracks. I'll fly down and see what he's up to.
Hi there, Mr. Crocodile. Are you looking for a little bear, too?
Why, as a matter of fact, yes. His mother got worried when he didn't come home and sent me to look for him. Well, those tracks lead up to that cave up ahead. And that, those big tracks, why, I can't figure out who they belong to. Them big tracks, Mr. Crocodile, are none other than those of the ring-tailed Daffy Dingling.
Well, why, yes, I believe they are.
Little Bear is in deep trouble. And look, the door is locked. Oh, that's bad. What can we do, Mr. Crocodile?
Well, I'll just knock on the door and ask Mr. Ringtail Dingling if he's got Little Bear.
Yes, splendid idea. Might catch him off guard.
Knock, knock. You?
Mr. Dingling, are you in there? The door slowly opens. Why, it's the ringtail Daffy Dingling. And he looks like he's been crying.
Oh, yes, you cry too. Oh, it's so sad. Little Bear can't find Santa Claus. I was going to eat Little Bear, but after I heard his sad tale, I just couldn't eat him. Oh, boo! Can you two help Little Bear find Santa Claus?
I don't know what to say. Of course we'll help find Santa Claus. I'll go fly over the forest. And if Santa Claus is near, I'll spot him.
Yeah, and I'll go look for his tracks. If he's around, I'll find him and my name isn't Mr. Crocodile.
Oh, who were those voices I heard, Mr. Dingling?
Oh, that was Mr. Owl and Mr. Crocodile.
They're going to find Santa Claus for you, Little Bear.
Oh, that's nice. But I'm so tired. I wish I was home with my mommy.
Well, but it's night, and you might get lost going home at this hour, Little Bear.
But tomorrow is Christmas. And now Santa Claus won't know what to bring my mommy.
Well, Little Bear, you've been a good little bear all year long. And you must remember that Santa Claus knows when you've been good or bad. And if you've been real good, he's heard your wish.
Really, Mr. Dingling?
Listen, hear that tinkling? Sounds like sleigh bells. Yes, it sounds like sleigh bells. Why, that would be none other than...
Oh, it's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! You must be Little Bear. I've been looking for you.
Me? You've been looking for me? How come?
Well, I heard this wish, and it was so strong, I just had to answer it.
You mean you heard my wish?
No, Little Bear. I heard your mother's wish. She wished that you'd be found, and that you would be home safe with her this night.
But Mr. Santa Claus, what about my special presents for my mommy?
Little Bear, I am going to deliver to your mother the very best special present in the whole wide world. I'm going to deliver to her a most special present. You, Little Bear,
will be her special present.
But I want you to get her my special present. The biggest bucket of honey in the whole world.
Well, I think we can do that too, little bear. Now go get in my sleigh. And you, Mr. Ringtail Daffy Dingaling, why, you've got the best Christmas present of all. You've got a new heart.
You see it moving?
Yeah.
Now, Kibby, today is Saturday, January. Must be January the 3rd. Today, you know what? You're 4 years and 1 month old. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, wait, honey. What do you think now that you're 4 years old? Have you any observations to make on life?
No.
You've got nothing to say about it?
No.
What do you think so far? You've been in this world 4 years and 1 month. Don't you have anything to say?
No.
Well, let me ask you.
Huh?
What do you think about Santa Claus?
No.
Well, was he nice to you this year?
I don't know.
You don't know? What did he bring you?
Some stuff I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Mm-hmm. What is that shirt you got on? Did he bring you that shirt?
No.
He didn't?
No.
He didn't bring you no shirt.
The monsters did.
The monsters did?
Yeah.
Hey, Kitty, talking about monsters, have you heard about Bigfoot?
Yeah.
Do you know how many there are?
Yeah.
How many?
10.
10? 10 what?
10 Bigfoots. Because there's the little Bigfoots, and they growed up to be 10.
The little Bigfoots growed up to be 10 Bigfoots, huh? Yeah. Where do they live, do you know?
They live in a great big cave where the big ones live.
They live in the cage where the big ones live?
Yeah.
Do they live in running water draw?
No.
They live in cages?
Yeah. In the back.
In the back of the cages?
Yeah.
Do they ever get out?
No.
How come they can't get out?
Because there's bricks on it and no windows. And it's made out of a cage and stuff like that.
And they can't get out? No. You're not scared of them, are you?
No.
No. Do you think any of them will ever come and see you?
No.
You don't?
But there's still some little ones that are not going to grow up. But I had them before, when I was born.
When you do what? Do say that again?
When I was born, I had them not to grow up to be Bigfoot.
Oh, you told them when you was born not to grow up to be Bigfoot.
No.
You mean, are on you saying?
On a microphone I had to block.
On a microphone, you told him this?
Yeah.
Now, you're not saying that you're a big little foot yourself, are you?
No.
Is Daddy a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
I'm a Bigfoot?
Yeah.
How do they go?
I don't know.
Growl.
I don't know.
Is that the way they go?
I don't know.
Well, what'd you tell him on the microphone?
I don't know.
Well, did you tell him not to grow up?
No.
What'd you tell him?
But you can't. It's up in North Pole.
What's at North Pole?
Those are Bigfoots.
They are?
Yeah.
That's where Santa Claus lives.
Santa Claus has them.
He has them?
Yeah, the pretty bear.
Is that right? Yeah. How come you got your mouth full of gum?
Don't you?
You know, you can't talk too clear that way, can you?
Yeah.
Can you talk clear?
Yeah.
Hey, tell me, what school do you go to?
Nursery school.
What was the name of it? Humphrey?
No.
Hey, what was your little boyfriend's name?
No.
Oh, one named Craig?
Yeah.
What's his last name?
No.
You don't know?
I can't tell you.
Well, okay. Now, you can tell me this. What are you going to be when you grow up?
I just told you one time.
Well, tell me again. I forgot.
Don't know.
Well, are you going to raise pigs?
Yeah.
Well, what's that called?
Pigger.
A pigger?
Yeah.
Well, what's a man who raises wheat? What's he called?
Weeder.
A weeder, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Daddy prints in the print shop. What is he called?
friend. I'm going to grow up and be a princess sometime too.
You are? Yeah. You can do a lot of things, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm going to do everything I see around the country.
You're going to do everything you see around the country?
Yeah.
But what if you see a plane flying? You going to fly a plane?
Yeah.
You are? You going to be a flyer?
Yeah.
Would that be a lot of fun?
Yeah. But be high and that's why I like to be high.
You like to be high?
Yeah.
Up in the sky?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be scared?
No.
Well, next time I go up an airplane, will you go with me?
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah.
Well, what if you fall out?
Oh, I will go like this.
You'll flap your wings?
Yeah.
And you'll fly?
Yeah, then I'll get back in the window.
Oh, and then you'll get back in the window of the plane?
Yeah.
Hey, that's smart.
So I do.
Yes. Well, what else are you going to do when you go up?
I'm going to be a storm and up in the sky in part of a airplane where you can get in it. And people in it. It's going to be real big. It's going to be a jet airplane, bigger than giants.
A jet airplane?
Yes.
Bigger than giants?
Yeah, bigger than anything they know.
Are you going to fly over the giants?
Yeah.
It's going to be a big old plane?
Yeah, where giants can't get the airplane.
Oh, are you going
to... Electric, so everybody can go to sleep.
You going to put on electric?
Yes, I can go to sleep.
So everybody can go to sleep?
Yeah.
Well, why everybody go to sleep? What does that mean?
That means they're tired.
That means they're tired?
Yeah.
Is that what you do when you get tired?
Yeah.
Does Daddy rock you anymore?
Yeah.
He does?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a nap today? You say no? You're shaking your shoulders. You didn't have a nap. Sometimes you don't need a nap, do you?
Yeah.
Sometimes you forget to brush your teeth too, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you think we're forgetting too right now?
No. Tonight let's take and brush our teeth.
Tonight? You gonna brush your teeth tonight?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Kiwi.
What?
What have you got in your mouth?
Dentist.
I know, but what did the dentist put in your mouth? Did he put anything in your mouth? What do you got that's silver in your mouth? Huh? Can you tell me?
Silver teeth.
Silver teeth?
Yeah.
How many?
Eight.
Come here, look at me. How many?
Eight.
I want to hear you count. Can you count to eight?
Yeah.
Let's see.
1, 2, 3, 4, 8.
No, you forgot some. Good. Do it again.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 8.
No, 11.
11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 18.
You count all the way to 18, can't you?
Yeah.
Hey, that's good. This is January 3rd, 1976. You know what this year is, Kiwi?
What?
This is a bicentennial year. You know what that means?
What?
That means our country is 200 years old. Do you remember you was born nearly 200 years ago?
Yeah.
When were you born?
A long time. Longer time than you did. I came to live with Brian and the dog and Benji.
You lived with Benji?
Yeah, and dog and Brian together.
You lived with the dog and with Brian?
Yeah.
Where were you living at?
Living here one time.
You lived here one time before?
Yeah, and you people came in.
Well, we people came in and got you?
Yeah.
Because we wanted you to live with us?
Yeah, because I don't want to.
You didn't want to what?
The dog went back to his home.
The dog went back to his home?
Yeah.
And we had to take care of you, didn't we?
Yeah.
Are you part dog?
Yeah.
You are. Can you bark?
No.
What? Are you part cat?
No.
Are you part chicken?
No.
Are you part monkey?
No.
Well, are you part human?
No.
What are you part of?
Nothing.
Are you part Bigfoot?
No.
Are you Littlefoot?
No, I'm not anything.
You're not anything? What's your name?
I just told you one time.
You told me one time, but can you tell me again?
No.
Into the microphone?
No.
Hey, I bet you I know what your name is.
What?
It's Jim Martin, isn't it?
Hello?
Tell me what it is.
I can tell you one time, Kiwi, that
Kiwi?
Yeah.
And what about, what's the rest of your name? Is it Don? Kivama? Can you say the rest of it?
Mm-hmm.
Say it. Kiwi, if you say it, we can hear it back on the tape. Okay? Tell me what your name is.
Don.
Don who? Come and tell me what your name is, Kiwi. Well, can you?
A while ago.
Well, I guess you've done said it. Okay, we're going to listen to that, what we're saying now.
Okay, Kiwi, what do you want to say? Did you hear what we just got through saying?
Yeah.
Was that kind of funny?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk some nice words. Yeah.
What is a nice word?
I know.
You know one nice word?
Yeah.
Is mommy a nice word?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like mommy.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah. Utah.
Okay, KK, what do you got to say?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I talk to me, Daddy.
Okay, I'm talking to you. I want to talk to Kay, too. Kay, what do you got to say? Oh, she ain't got nothing to say. Kiwi, what do you got to say?
The tape recorder don't act right.
The tape
recorder don't act right. Don't sound like to me.
It don't sound like you?
Yeah.
Who does it sound like?
And Mr. Small and his toggling and a spare tire.
Oh, nutty.
Is that what it sounds like?
Hey, Kay, you got anything to say? You got anything to add to what you said a while ago? Huh?
Yeah.
No. What do you got to say, Kiwi?
Hello, Dad. Don't do dee 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 yellow.
Oh, that's not the way you talk on a tape recorder. You say, you're supposed to, be quiet, Kay. You're supposed to say something intelligent. Now, wait, everybody. Kiwi, have you got anything to say that's intelligent?
Papers and stuff like that around the country.
Now, wait a minute. You lost me there. Papers and stuff like that?
Around the country, I see on tape recorders.
Well, I think you got beyond me there. Can you make any sense of that?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know if I can do that. Okay, and Daddy and TV.
Daddy,
how about them with everybody and everybody in the country?
Did what?
Tape a recorder and break it down.
Break the tape recorder down? You couldn't hear yourself then.
Well, sometimes I like to do that to bad guys' houses.
Oh, do you know any bad guys?
Yeah.
Who?
I don't know.
Do you know? Can you tell a bad guy when you look at him?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
He looks like he has a mouth gone.
His mouth is gone?
No, his mouth is gone. Like I see on Scooby-Doo today, he's in the something. He's in something, and he runs.
In costumes?
Yeah.
Bad guys are in costumes?
Yeah, some bad guys.
And they run?
Yeah, and he had this white thing on his and something rag. And he tried to step on the tail, but when he opened the door, he saw somebody, and they went away.
They ran away?
Yeah. Let's hear the tape recorder now.
Oh, let's hear the tape recorder now?
Hey, I've got something to say.
Okay, Kay.
I can count over.
You can't even talk, okay, without gum in your mouth. Okay, now we're going to cut it off here, because we're right at the end of our tape. Tim, tell a joke.
Okay, do you know how to do the banana split?
No.
Yes? You put a banana peeling on the ground and you slip on it and you did the banana split.
That funny? You think that's funny, huh? Okay, you got anything to say now?
Uh-uh.
No. Give you guys, you got a last word to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
A record player playing, somebody taped it off and break it.
Somebody took the record player off and broke it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Kiwi, I don't think you got anything. I don't think any of you guys got anything intelligent to say.
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell us something intelligent.
Somebody take the Lego playoffs and pin basket and suddenly it broke apart.
When did that happen?
That happened last